Well, here you are touching actually on a tricky question, because my personal focus was not really the man as an individual, but a work which is a work of a man and his office and many, many collaborators, five, six or seven of them being extremely important influences, participants in the design process in the various moments of his career. So we wanted to get an impression and to understand better the mechanics of creative production in an architectural office, the workshop we wanted to visualize. Now, you're right, there are also many, many portraits, photographs, there's footage of film that show the man. So I think there's a playful, poetic, as well as a systematic side in the work which we try to.
Please allow me to rephrase that, not a portrait of a man, but the portrait of a mind.
Exactly. Thank you very much. I'm very happy with this. This is what we wanted to give in the exhibition.
Now, Louis Kahn is often presented as being an architect's architect, but today we discover that his legacy is much more than that.
Well, there is an interest now in architecture for geometric abstraction, for elementary typologies, for a return to a certain kind of typological rigor that is represented in Kahn's architecture. So I don't know how to explain it, but there seems to be an affinity in the work of some younger designers nowadays, particularly also in Switzerland, and Louis Kahn. So I only hope that they will come and see, measure their own production against the one by Kahn, which we present in the show.
It's not just a connoisseur's exhibition. Who would you see coming to see this?
Well, even a connoisseur, you know, can appreciate this kind of playful presentation of the work. On the other hand, because there are so many entrance doors, you know, from literature, from writing, from text, from color, from abstract artwork, that should make it possible to make one's way into the complexity of this work.
You're all very enthusiastic, aren't you?
I'm surprised myself how enthusiastic I became about Kahn, because Kahn was always for me an abstract persona on the horizon of architectural history, and I was very impressed by some buildings that I saw, never was able to make really sense of them. So for me it was a learning process, and I'm very grateful for this opportunity.